Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. Well, before I get into the topic of this episode, first I'd like to make an announcement. I think I've mentioned it a couple episodes back that Becoming God's Man Ministries, which is pretty much the parent ministry that is the main ministry that is behind this podcast, as we have finally gotten our Amazon Fire TV channel approved. So if you have a Fire TV stick or a Fire TV box, look for Becoming God's Man for our videos from that. And as soon as I get kind of some artwork done that's needed for everything, I will probably try to submit one for the videos that I do for this podcast as well. So just kind of stay tuned for more information on that. Well, with the last episode, I talked about and went deep, kind of deeper into the life of Franz Xaver Gruber, who composed the music part of Silent Night. And for this episode, I decided to kind of go along with that theme and continue with looking at Joseph Moore, who was the guy who wrote the lyrics to Silent Night. And I know for some of you that listened to the episode on Silent Night, some of this might be a bit of a recap. I haven't looked back at my notes to see how deep I went into Joseph Moore's life. I know I went into a lot of the time frame of that area of Austria when Silent Night was written, because that basically what was going on around Salzburg and everything, and the cities where Moore was located during the time that he wrote it, had a great impact into some of the lyrics. But I'm not sure exactly how much into Moore's life I actually had gone. Joseph Moore was actually born Josephus Franciscus Moore, and he was born in the city of Salzburg on December 11th, 1792. He was born to basically an unmarried embroiderer named Anna Sherborn and a mercenary soldier named Franz Moore. And one thing about Franz was he basically deserted the army, also deserted Joseph's mother before Joseph was born. Basically, as was according to the custom at the time, since his parents were unmarried, Joseph still received the name of his father, and he was actually one of four illegitimate children that his mother had. Most of Moore's early life was really pretty much marked with poverty, which probably leads to some of what he does later on in life. It was marked with poverty pretty much until a priest by the name of Johann Nepomuk Heimlich took Moore under his wing. He enabled Moore to have an education and actually encouraged Moore in music. As a young boy, Moore actually served as a singer and a violinist in the choirs of the University Church, as well as at the Benedictine Monastery of Kremsmünster. Then in 1811, Moore sought to enter into seminary, which he had to actually have a special dispensation obtained due to the fact of his illegitimate birth. And on August 21st of 1815, Moore graduated from seminary and was ordained as a priest. It was then pretty much shortly after, in the fall of 1815, that Moore actually received his first assignment as a priest, which was to be in the area of Meripfar in the Lungau region of the province of Salzburg. But before actually heading there, he was also asked to provide some temporary help in the village of Ramsau. But basically, Moore did serve as assistant priest in Meripfar from 1815 to 1817. And it was actually during this time, in the year of 1816, that he actually penned the words to Silent Night. And then in the summer of 1817, he left Meripfar due to poor health to return to Salzburg and to recuperate. And after a short recuperation time, he started to serve as the assistant priest in Urbendorf that year. And it was pretty much while serving in Urbendorf, Moore had some disagreements with one of the priests that he served with, and that priest actually brought up accusations against Moore of neglecting his priestly duties, talking about going to bars, joking around with women. One of the interesting things was he was accused of singing songs that did not edify. It was also during this time that he crossed paths with Franz Xaver Gruber, and Silent Night went from being just words on paper to the actual song, which was performed in 1818. Pretty much while serving as an assistant priest, Moore kind of, like most in that position, kind of bounced around from position to position in different cities and towns, serving in Kuchel, Göling, Vigian, Anthering, Jugendorf, Hof, and Intersee, which is pretty much his, up until, is where he actually starts getting more senior positions. Actually, Hintersee resulted in being the first parish that he actually managed independently. And up until that time, ends up being his longest appointment, being at 9 years. Serving from 1827 until eventually 1837. And when he took over, the parish contained 272 members of the Catholic Church, which by the time he left had actually grown to 293. After his time in Hintersee, he actually moved to Raggrein, again in 1837, and it was here that he pretty much had a considerable and lasting impact on the town and region, where he pretty much became known as a social reformer. Pretty much right off the bat, there was the construction of a school building that occurred, which is considered to be due in large part to Moore's initiative. Basically, in 1837 to 1838, they started gathering materials for the church, and pretty much what I read by 1838, November of 1838, they actually opened the doors. And the school pretty much served to a poor population of children. Also, he, not just the children, but he also gave attention to the poor and needy in general, eventually modifying and administering a program that provided for the poor and actually placed an aged, placing them in basically local farmhouses. And then, unfortunately, on December 4th of 1848, Moore eventually died of lung disease, which was thought to be either caused or made worse by a winter walk that he took. His only estate at the time of his death was his guitar, which actually later came to be owned by Franz Gruber's family. And again, unfortunately, the priest of the poor, which is, I guess, a term that Moore had been known as because of his social reforms there in Wargrain, he never really witnessed the success that Silent Night would eventually have throughout the world. And that's pretty much it on Joseph Moore. Again, it's another kind of short episode. Hopefully some of these episodes later on, as I get into probably some more famous hymn writers and everything, they might get a bit longer, but for right now, again, this is Chuck Groover talking about Joseph Moore, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.